insights into the Holy Quran.
Indeed, this Quran guides to what is most upright and gives the good news to the faithful who do righteous deeds, that there is a great reward for them.
In the name of Allah, the Compassionate, the Merciful, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio, Assalamu Alaikum. Welcome to another edition of the program, Insights into the Holy Quran, by Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Mudarrisi, a graduate of the Hawza Seminary of Qom. Please stay with us.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم In the name of Allah, the most beneficent, the most merciful. Hello everyone, brothers and sisters. I am Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Mudarrisi with you with another edition of the program Insights into the Holy Quran. In this edition of the program, we'll try to have a look at the commentary of Chapter Shu'ara, the 26th chapter of the Holy Quran. We'll be back after you listen to the verses we're going to discuss in this episode. Dear listeners, now let's listen to 192nd up to 196th verses of this chapter.
Bismillahirrahmanirrahim.
In the name of Allah, the entirely merciful, the especially merciful.
وَإِنَّهُ لَتَنزِيلُ رَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ
And indeed, the Quran is the revelation of the Lord of the worlds.
نَزَلَ بِهِ الرُّوحُ الْأَمِينَ
The trustworthy spirit has brought it down.
عَلَى قَلْبِكَ لِتَكُونَ مِنَ الْمُنذِرِينَ
Upon your heart, O Muhammad, that you may be of the warners.
بِلِسَانٍ عَرَبِيٍّ مُبِينٍ
In a clear Arabic language.
وَإِنَّهُ لَفِي زُبُرِ الْأَوَّلِينَ
And indeed, it is mentioned in the scriptures of former peoples.
وَإِنَّهُ لَتَنزِيلُ رَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ نزل به الروح الأمين على قلبك لتكون من المنذرين بلسان عربي مبين وإنه لفي زبر الأولين And verily, this Quran is from the Lord of the worlds. The faithful spirit has descended with it. Upon your heart that you may be of the warners and the perspicuous Arabic language. And verily it is, in the heavenly books of the ancient. Regarding these verses, dear listeners, we said that Holy Quran is a divine revelation, and it is not the Prophet's own sayings or out of what he has heard. And also, the Quran has been sent down from the world of unseen to the world of manifest. And the heavenly laws are totally in line with the system of creation, and as a result, in these verses, after the statement of the seven stories of the events of the ancient prophets and those instructions you may remember, and lessons that were mentioned in them, the Quran returns again to the same theme of the beginning of this surah, that theme of the greatness of the Quran and the legitimacy of this divine clear word. وَإِنَّهُ لَتَنزِيلُ رَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ نَزَلَ بِهِ الرُّوحُ الْأَمِينَ And verily, this Quran is from the Lord of the worlds, the faithful spirit has descended with it.
We hope and pray that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blesses us with the ability to cover more of His divine
In this
word.
Series of programs, We will inshallah discuss the Holy Quran with a thematic approach.
We will inshallah discuss the chapter.
The context in which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks in this verse is the context of mentioning the ills and problems and evils of the people of the book, the previous nations who have received revelation, and more particularly the Jew.
Now let's listen to some of the verses of the Holy Quran.
First, let's listen to a few verses.
Now let's listen to some verses of the Holy Quran.
Insights into the Holy Quran by Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Mudarrisi, a graduate of the Hausa Seminary of Qom.
Now let's have a look at the traditions of the infallibles to see how they describe this Holy Quran. The Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam has said, "The superiority of the Quran unto other words is like the superiority of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala unto His creatures." So you see, this level of superiority is unbelievable. The Messenger of Islam sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam has said, "Beware of the Quran. Verily, it is a useful healing and an auspicious remedy. It is the protector of the person who holds fast to it, and a rescue for the one who follows it." Of course, this is for the one who truly understands and acts based on the teachings and instructions of the Holy Quran. The Holy Prophet ﷺ has also said, "The noble ones of my ummah are those who carry out the Quran and keep a vigil in the night too." So when the Prophet ﷺ says, "Those nobles of my ummah are the ones who carry out the Qur'an," he does not mean that they only carry the Qur'an with them. Of course, this could be the case, but the superficial meaning, but of course it is meant by the Holy Prophet that those who understand the words, those who recognize what the thoughts and instructions of the Holy Qur'an are, those who apply the rules and recommendations of the Holy Quran in their daily lives. And that's why he has said, "The best of you is the one who learns the Quran and teaches it." That's why the Holy Prophet has said, "This man or woman is the best of all, the one who learns and at the same time teaches." And the one who wants to be the teacher of something has to be a master in recognizing the meanings and in how to recite, in the knowledge of reciting the Holy Quran. That's why this Holy Quran is superior unto other words, like the superiority of Allah unto His creatures. Thank you, brothers and sisters, for staying with us in this episode. Wassalamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Don't be saddened by what you see, by all the lies and treachery. Life is cruel, but don't worry. In your heart lies the key to unwind all the secrets. This life we see.
Thank you, dear listeners of IRIB English, for listening to us. If you have any question regarding our programs, feel free to email us at englishradio@irib.ir. Also, visit our website at parsetoday.ir. Until the next program, take care.
Things always worked for me.